Hello?
Hi. Good afternoon. This is Emma from Loco/. Is this Levan?
Hi, this is Levan, yes.
Yes, sir. You called us in earlier today?
Yes.
So, what's going on? How can I assist?
So, I just wanted to get your help, if you can, obviously, in terms of removing the review that's not supposed to be there. I have a 1-star review saying that, you know, only they basically gave a 1-star only because they saw the shop was closed at 7:15 a.m., which is a total nonsense. So I just wanted you guys to, you know, like, plug in if you can help me with the Google so they're just going to remove it because, you know, that's not the way my business is showed up and what is supposed to be showed up.
I understand. All right. Give me just a second, okay? Let me just go ahead and
review
the account real quick. Let me check that specific review so I can submit a request to get it removed. Just 1 second. When was that given, by the way, if I may ask?
I'm sorry, what?
When did you get that review?
Let me just check real quick. 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks, okay. Let me go back.
I reported it a couple of times. I even replied. But there's no action, so.
Is it from Nasser?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for waiting, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I'll go ahead and submit a request to our team to contact Google and try to get this removed. But I'd like to set proper expectations. It's not 100% guaranteed that it will be removed, but we'll try our best.
Okay. I mean, you know, if you guys can do it, then I'll do it myself. I can tell you that for sure because, you know, everything is possible. And the reason I hired you guys, you know, for you guys is because, you know, these kind of things to be handled. If you're not going to handle it, then I'll go directly to Google and, you know, I'll try to handle this because that stupid guy is not supposed to be giving a 1-star review only because he could have called. He didn't call, obviously. I mean, I don't have to explain this to you, but, you know, like, these kind of, you know, reviews is not supposed to be. You know, you cannot review something that you have never touched, you know, or like, you know, like never used the service for. A guy could have, I don't know, I could have had my own emergency situation and that's why the shop is locked, closed. So, you know, like you're not supposed to rate a business only because at certain time you're there and they're not open. It's just stupid, you know. And there's a phone number, there's everything, they can just reach me out. So, you know, like, I know for sure, like, this kind of thing has to go. Because this is a stupid review. It doesn't make any sense. How long should I wait for you guys to resolve it?
Yes, I would say normally it takes about a week for Google to respond to these requests. So for now,
okay.
Give it a week, and then let's take it from there, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Do you have any other concerns?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
You stay
safe,
and you have a good one.
All
Bye-bye.